From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council members say they will continue to crack down on North Korea if its nuclear and ballistic missile testing continues. This after a Friday vote in which the council approved a resolution that sharply cuts limits on North Korea's imports of refined oil, forces all North Koreans working overseas to return home within 12 months, and cracks down on shipping to and from the country. Robert Smart is the UK ambassador to the UN.
Through the adoption of this resolution, we are showing the regime that our will is strong and that these provocative actions have severe consequences.
An Afghan official says suicide bombing in southern Kandahar province Friday killed an area commander, hours after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Afghanistan's Bagram airfield where he addressed American troops. During his visit, Pence met with the Afghan president and chief executive to discuss U.S. strategy and bilateral cooperation in the fight against the Taliban. Later, while addressing U.S. troops at the airbase, Pence said the new Afghan strategy U.S. President Donald Trump announced in August is making progress on the ground.
And this commander-in-chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do. And under this president, we will never allow bureaucracy to stand in the way of victory.
Meanwhile, the Taliban did claim responsibility for the attack in Kandahar province. A U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption, the first trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into World Soccer's governing body, FIFA. The federal jury in New York deliberated for a week before deliberating and delivering the verdict. Find more at voanews.com